Hey guys, it's Leah B from Prestige Veteran Medical Consulting. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, physician assistant, and former compensation and pension examiner. Today, I want to come on and discuss hearing loss as it relates to VA disability. So, I've mentioned this before in some videos, but I'll throw it out here again. I'm also a certified occupational hearing conservationist, so I have a little bit more of a background in hearing-related disorders because I've been trained to run an audio booth and some of those types of things and look at hearing loss and interpret some of that information regarding hearing loss. So the first thing I want to talk about today is the military's or the VA's duty noise exposure level chart. And I'm going to share my screen here. And we've talked about this before. And I think it's important to know that it's out there and it's something that you guys can look at because there are specific MOSs that are inherently exposed at a higher level to noise than others. And so the VA has gotten together this list to show moderate, minimal, and more severe levels that you would expect based on that occupation. That doesn't necessarily mean that somebody with like a lower level probability of noise exposure doesn't have noise exposure. This is just sort of a guideline to get started with. Okay, so I'm gonna present this really quick. Hang on. All right. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger too. Let me see. I don't think I can. See. Well, here we go. So I'm gonna just, you guys are gonna have to squint in here and take a look at this. Okay. So duty, this is the duty MOS noise exposure level sheets. As you can see in here, there are different branches down here at the bottom. We have Army enlisted, Army officer, Navy enlisted, Navy officer, Marine Corps, Air Force, etc. Okay, so on here, you're going to see all these different duty positions. All right, so we're going to have, 11 Bravo infantrymen. That's the top one in this Army enlisted. And you can see in this column, it's highly probable. We have highly probable, moderate, and low probability. So you can look in here. Now, this chart isn't going to contain every single MOS or occupation because there are always forever updates to occupations. Older occupations may have been converted to other things. So you just have to kind of do your best to figure out, if you were, for example, when I came in, it was a 91 whiskey was the position. And now it's a 68 whiskey. So you can see it's 68 whiskey healthcare specialists, and they have low probability, right? So you would think that a low probability MOS may be more difficult to show a relationship, but in actuality, I was a paratrooper. So I was, around a lot of noise because I was in the 82nd and, we went to the range all the time, just like everyone else does. So it doesn't mean, you also may have worked outside of your MOS and into a different position. There's tons of people that had more administrative jobs and especially in the height of the war, were put into positions where they were, mounting gun trucks and doing different things and around noise exposure all the time. So that's important to realize. So again, we have this highly probable, moderate probability, and low probability list. This is just a starting point for you guys to see. So again, Army officers, we have different Army officers here, Navy officers. You guys are always more than welcome to reach out to me, and I'm happy to email you a copy of this. It's also all over the internet so that you can find it. And then there's a memorandum that the VA has put out about their policies regarding the noise exposure list. Okay, so let me stop sharing screen real quick. All right, so and I want to go over a couple of research articles that I use and talk about a couple of the key components of this when it comes to hearing loss. So, one article that I use quite a bit is called Impact of Noise on Hearing in the Military, which was published in the Military Medical Research in February of 2015, and it revealed that military personnel are often chronically exposed to loud noises greater than 90 decibels, which is over the level of 85 decibels commonly associated with hearing loss and tinnitus. The authors go on to mention that exposures to noise can induce several hearing symptoms, such as temporary threshold shifts, tinnitus, hyperacusis, recruitment, distortion, or abnormal pitch perception. The article further discusses the pathophysiology for hearing loss that occurs in two main ways. First, with high level, short duration exposures exceeding 140 decibel, and second, with long term exposures to low level noise, which damages the cochlea in various ways. Right. So that's one article that I like to use. Another one, adding insult to injury, cochlear nerve degeneration after temporary noise-induced hearing loss, published in the Journal of Neuroscience. And here's another one, temporary and permanent noise-induced threshold shifts, a review of basic and clinical observations, published in 2016 in Otology and Neurology. So it's really interesting because a lot of times when I read and I review decision letters or CMP exam medical opinions, there's this big discussion about temporary threshold shifts and permanent threshold shifts. So I often see where examiners will say there was no evidence of a permanent threshold shift in service, meaning that there wasn't this big jump on their audiogram showing a deficit in hearing. So there's a lot of research that supports that temporary threshold shifts can cause damage to the hearing apparatus long-term as well, okay? And some of those articles I just read off contain some information about that. Also, there's a lot of sort of discussion about delayed onset hearing loss and delayed onset tinnitus. And so that is also a thing. So just because a person didn't necessarily develop hearing loss right when they were, you know, exiting service, maybe they had an audiogram that was normal and there weren't any threshold shifts, that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't have delayed onset hearing loss or delayed onset tinnitus. Now, it may be harder to explain if somebody had left the service in 2001, had normal hearing for 20 years, and then in, you know, 2025 or 2023, this year, they develop hearing loss. I'm not sure that that would be easy to explain as delayed onset, because if you have this pattern of normal hearing for decades, it's hard to attribute that back to service. But if you have this insidious onset over those first few years leaving service, I think that's probably pretty reasonable. You also have to take into consideration what other noise exposures did they have? Did they have something post-service? Like, were they a police officer? Were they around a lot of loud noise? You know, were they a mechanic? Were they doing things post-service that can contribute? So every case is different, right? So I just wanted you guys to have an understanding of the noise, the Duty MOS roster. That's a really great tool, couple of articles, and then realize that temporary and permanent threshold shifts, there's a thing there. And then also that delayed onset hearing loss is also important to consider. Also, when it comes to hearing loss, it's a little bit complicated. There's specific grids that the VA looks at to determine what are those hearing levels and what the rating percentages are. So if you're really interested to know where you may fall in, it's always best to follow up on ratings with an accredited legal professional that can maybe guide you on some of those things, okay? Like a VSO, accredited claims agent, or an attorney. So I'm not none of those things. I'm a medical professional. I work with a lot of attorneys that send clients to me to assist with medical opinions. And remember that medical opinions are not always required. You can get a free medical opinion at the CMP exam. It might not be a favorable one, but it might very well be. Hopefully it is. Additionally, you can ask your doctor or your treating provider, your audiologist, or whoever to write a short statement for you discussing why they think that your hearing loss may be related to your service-related exposure. So I hope this was helpful, and thank you so much for watching, you guys. See you later.